This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump could potentially become the first president to be reelected after being impeached. This after the U.S. Senate cleared him of wrongdoing that's impeachable. Here's AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace.
This is certainly a victory for the president. He was facing conviction and removal from office. His Republican senators really rallied behind him with one exception. He will, of course, always have a stain on his legacy. He is an impeached president, but he will serve out the rest of this term, and he will head into reelection with Republicans really united behind him.
The death toll in the avalanche disaster in Turkey has risen to 41, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Agency. Search teams aided by sniffer dogs are scanning the avalanche fields for bodies. The first avalanche late Tuesday killed five people in eastern Van province, which borders Iran. After about 300 emergency workers were called in to respond, a second avalanche struck the rescuers. China says it will cut tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. imports. It's part of a preliminary agreement between these two economic giants to end their trade war. The cuts will cover a range of goods from soybeans, pork, fresh seafood, and auto parts. The cuts imposed by Beijing will take effect on February 14th, the same day Washington is expected to cut tariffs on $120 billion worth of Chinese imports. The tariff cuts are part of a Phase One deal signed by negotiators from both nations last month that ended a series of escalating tit-for-tat tariffs that began in June of 2018. The deal also includes a promise by Beijing to give more protection for American companies' intellectual property and halt the practice of forcing companies to transfer technology. This is VOA News.